Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us as we transform inside to be the divine vessel of peace, harmony, and prosperity who we are. So does our world transform outside, in our family, in our relationships, in our work, in our community, and then it spreads out. It spreads out across your state, your country, and ultimately across all of Mother Earth. It starts with each of us being who we are, divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. The reason we come to this meditation each day, to really raise that level within us and release all those other things, known and unknown, that have kind of led us to be other than we are by our innate, perfect nature. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 174. Calm yourself with peaceful sounds. Calm yourself with peaceful sounds. This, to me, is just a little success tip, if you will, to help keep you in that right place, to keep you centered inside. You know, there's all this noise outside of us, all this sound outside of us. We are bombarded with sound waves more and more every day now that we live in this wireless age. There's sound everywhere, waves, and all sound is, it's waves that are audible to your ear. And they're there all the time. Some you hear consciously, some you do not. But I share with you, you are being bombarded with sound waves all the time. And so you have a choice to choose the dominant sound you want in your life. Most things are always out there, but it's what you choose to focus on that will become the sound that resides within you. And sound's very important because it's working on you unconsciously all the time. So this message reminds us to be conscious of the sound we choose to bring into our life. Be conscious to choose peaceful sounds. If, after all, you desire to be calm. Now, why would you desire to be calm? Calm means stillness, tranquility, undisturbed. Why would you choose to be this way? You know, so many of us, we want that, but why? What's driving you to be calm? What I would share with you is that when you're in this calm place, you're able to choose higher choices. You are able to choose happiness versus chaos. You're able to make decisions that lead to the outcomes you desire in your life. By choosing calm, to be tranquil and to be still, you're choosing to be aware of the divine intelligence speaking in and through and to you. That may be the number one reason to be calm. So you may flow with life. You may flow with the expected and, more importantly, with the unexpected. To be calm allows you to be present now, to be fully here in this now moment. So there are a lot of great reasons to be in the state of calm. And when you recognize the value of calm, to have a quiet mind means free from other people's opinions or even your deepest unspoken thoughts that surface now and then, that come from some place you have no idea, where did I start thinking that way? It allows you to allow them to flow through versus taking them as truth. Let them settle again without grabbing on and sticking to you like Velcro and weighing you down and perhaps leading you down a path you have no reason to follow. Oftentimes I think and work with people, even people of, in quote, high professional positions, self-esteem issues show up. Self-esteem, meaning they don't see, when we think of that, it says seeing that they hold themselves in esteem, value, respected position, it's oftentimes they don't. When we say someone has a self-esteem issue, it's they don't see themselves that way. It doesn't matter what degrees they have, what accomplishments they've achieved. It doesn't matter that other people have faith in them. It surfaces in them this disbelief about themselves, this not valuing, seeing themselves as worthy. And I share with you that comes from that disturbing layer that seems to run through so many people, including myself at times. It seems to be there. And yet when we are calm, still, tranquil inside, we have less and less of that showing up in our mind. And when it does, we remember who we are and know that's not us. That's not our true nature. That is something that we learned and picked up from somebody else. But it's not who we are. And so, from this place of calm, we do not get hooked. And we simply let it float through. We do not claim it. We do not react to it. We remember the truth and take right action. Calm is a very powerful place to be. Calm is being detached. I care and I'm detached. I truly care and I'm compassionate. I do my best and do so deeply. And yet, I know higher forces are in control, not being human nature, being God nature. And I surrender to that, and so therefore I'm calm. I'm calm inside my body. I'm calm inside my mind. I know I call forth all right power, who I am, one with, inside. I surround myself with this peaceful sound, the sound of your heart speaking to you, the sound of your angels speaking to you, the sound of higher wisdom speaking to you. And then, music is such an important part in our life. You have total control over the music you let in your life. Is it the music that sounds like your angels singing to you? Or is it some noise outside that reflects the chaos in society at times? You see, you get to choose the music. Now, maybe at a younger age, you went along with everyone else, and whatever they were listening to, you were listening to. But today, you get to choose the music, the sound, the vibration you allow into your life. You see, that sound is working on you. I want you to imagine the greatest mountains that you've ever seen, whether it be live and in person, or in movies, TV shows, or in books. You know those mountains you oftentimes see canyons running through them. You see, water was able to break down, reshape, and form this hard rock. Water, whether it be the rains or the rivers or snow coming through, water, in whatever form it was able to reshape this hard substance. It's like the vibration, the sound vibration, in this case, the water, was working on the mountain, the supposedly hard substance. And so I share with you, even though you don't always see the sound vibration, unless you're looking on equipment that measures sound, you do not visually see the sound vibration. You hear the sound vibration. And many sound vibrations you do not even hear. And so, when given the opportunity, choose the sound vibration that reflects the calm that allows you to be totally one, to hear and be connected with the divine wisdom within you. Choose peaceful sounds, sounds of stillness, sounds that are not filled with conflict. Peaceful by Webster simply means non-quarrelsome, free from disturbance, and back to calm. Non-quarrelsome, not in conflict, not creating war, free from war, strife. It is about harmony, serenity, quiet. Sound, there'll never be total quiet, but it's quieter than something else. And so you get to choose every day the music you allow into your life, the conversations, where you allow yourself, even where to live. I remember at one time I was looking for a new house, and I just loved the house. Was everything I wanted. I mean, I saw my meditation room. It was filled with the colors and the light. It was just beautiful. And yet, all around it, I realized the previous owners had to put into place things to buffer the sound that was deafening outside. The sound from a major highway, even though it was a few blocks away, it was overwhelming. I didn't buy that house, as beautiful as it was. As beautiful as it was even outside, inside and outside. It was landscaped beautifully, but it was landscaped with all this homemade waterfalls, if you will, to buffer the sound. But you see, all this effort was into buffering noise. I'd rather choose a place that was filled with quiet in the first place and add to the quiet and the calm. It is your choice, dear ones. We can't always control the noise in all its forms that come to us. We can control the noise, the sound that we choose to tune into, whether it's literally the music, TV programming, choices of friends, places we work, lands that we visit, even our thoughts. And our choice to come inside and meditate or not. We can choose calm. We can choose today to seek a higher vibration, to seek the vibration that allows us to truly be one with authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity. All the noise out there, people write me that they really, the value, one of the great values of this meditation, it gets them away from the noise, reminds them to come inside to the peace, and to be peace, and to choose peace. All the noise out there, I share with you, whether they intend it or not, when you listen, whether you intend it or not, is to keep you in the energy of disturbance, to keep you on the edge, to keep you feeling conflict and ultimately fear inside. It's to keep you out of balance. It's to keep you teetering all the time. It keeps you in this nervous state. And therefore, you are allowing yourself, when you choose to listen to the noise in its various forms, you are choosing, whether you are aware of it or not, to be manipulated. That's what's happening. That's what the noise is. That's what those outer sounds are. They're filled with strife and conflict, quarrelsome. That's the dominant sound on our planet. And yet you have the choice to choose calm, to choose a higher path, choose to be one with your higher purpose. When you choose calm, you are choosing to listen inside and follow a higher direction, follow divine will, to reform yourself through peace rather than strife. You're choosing to not give up the free will you've been given. Choose who to follow. Follow your God consciousness, your love consciousness, your higher voice, or to follow manipulated sounds outside of you. Always your choice. What I want for you is to live a life of authentic peace, harmony, and prosperity. Every moment of every day. It starts with calm. It starts with your willingness to allow yourself to be peaceful inside by allowing yourself to be one with the peaceful sounds you bring into your life. You bring into your life. We're going to keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now to connect with the sounds of peace and calm. I invite you to breathe into your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Feeling yourself. Feeling your chest rise up, flowing back and forth as you breathe. Slowing it down. Nice, deep, slow breaths. Being one with the energy of divine love. Being one with the energy of the universe. Being one with the waves of divine intelligence here for you now. focus your attention on your heart center. Allow yourself to be drawn into your heart as if you're looking deep within, feeling your way through the color inside. Leaving, move to the side for a later time. Anything from the outer world as you slip into your inner self. Simply knowing you are safe inside in this place of deep color. Notice this color that has come forth for you now. Whatever color it is right for you. Blue, green, pink, golden yellow, orange, red, black, lilac, whatever color it is, black, white, any combination. Simply allow yourself to be one with the sea of color here for you now. Allow yourself to simply feel you're stepping into it like a warm bath. And as you do, step into this warm bath, stretch out, relax in the sea of calming water, this warm bath inside. All the tension you've been carrying, the stress, known and unknown, feels like it's simply dissolving in this warm bath of colored water that's here for you now. It's as if this colored water holds the essence, like a sacred oil. It knows exactly what you need to bring you in alignment with your higher self. As this colored water works through you, you need do nothing other than be here now, resting this tranquil sea of water within you now, and feeling peace. In the seemingly warm water now. Perhaps you'll feel and sense a vibration within you now. Know that sound in the middle of the sea of peace as a sound of love within you. Is a sound of harmony within you. It is a sound of authentic quiet within you. It is the sound of your soul within you. Feel your heart open that much wider, feeling such thanks and gratefulness for this moment. For this peace. For this stillness. For this healing, to be one with your soul, to welcome yourself to be one with your higher self. To release the strife and unrest you've been carrying under grace. Feel and sense it simply melting, this warm bath of colored, scented water within you now. And from this place within, this tranquil, still place within, any thoughts show up, any images of a disturbing nature, allow them to float up now, to be released in this healing sea of tranquility within you now. Be released with love. Allow these healing waters to transform any disturbance that shows up now. Feeling love, knowing love is working through it perfectly now. See it dissolve, this warm bath within you now. This warm sea of tranquility that is more powerful, is gentle state than anything outside of you. Resting here, sea of tranquility, warm water within. And listen. Higher vibration, truth, wisdom that you may hear now, the sea of tranquility. Perhaps a word, perhaps an image. Divine love speaking through you now. Yes, that word to guide you all day. That one word. Feel it in your heart as a charm you may wear around your neck, close to your heart all day, reminding you who you are. Message from your soul. Keep you steady and on your path, your higher path, all day, in harmony with your true self and higher purpose. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back. Come back with the vibration that you feel now. This perfect quiet, stillness, tranquility, serenity. Bring this with you consciously to your everyday living. So you thank your higher self, your soul self, your heart self for bringing you the perfect bath to be restored in now. Bring you the perfect message to carry with you and be from all day. As we began, we breathe long, deep, gentle breaths, feeling yourself ever so gently rising up from the sea of tranquility. This healing bath, rising up, rising to the surface, conscious of your breath, holding that peace inside, that peace, the knowingness of love, who you are. And as you come back, aware of your physical body temple, breathe into your heart, into your head, and gently squeeze your hands and your feet. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla
We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We are by nature divine vessels of authentic love, peace, harmony, prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Let there be divine intelligence, choose calm, and remember who you are inside, God in action. Follow higher directions. Thank you, God. Thank you, Mother Earth. Om. Om. Om.
Yes, it is true. You are one with your higher self. God bless. Namaste.